have is Ms. Uta Maya Gian Batista, the principal with Sorensen Lowe's Grave Lowe's Planning and Design Inc. regarding the hospital corridor secondary plan. Welcome, Ms. Gian Batista.
Thank you.
Now, this request came after the public open house because of the confusion around the purpose and who was driving it and all the rest of it when it was more of an information gathering. So I'm glad that you could join us. Thank you.
Thank you. Let me play this. Sorry, it's connecting to base point. It's coming up. It's coming up. Yeah, it's coming. Well, it's great to be here. Great to see you all. We prepare a quick update so you know what the study is all about and why we are conducting it. So first of all, we'll have a brief introduction, the purpose of the study, and where we are in the project as far as July. So we are kind of a large consultant group, SGL Planning and Design, which is me and my partner, Paul Lowe's, are managing the land use planning urban design component of the study. But under our guidance, we have three major sub-consultants. So we have transportation and servicing, municipal servicing with Lee Associates. We have finance, Urban Metrics, who's looking at the wellness and health related market because it's next to a hospital. And heritage, cultural heritage with ASI. So each one of these groups are doing currently their background reporting, understanding existing conditions, so we as planners and urban designers can start figuring out how the corridor ought to grow and develop. So the study area is basically comprised by all properties fronting onto Main Street from Nellie's Road to the west to the actual hospital, West Lincoln Memorial Hospital boundary to the east, and obviously just the lot that fronting onto Main Street. That's the extent of our study. And we are to do a secondary plan and urban design guidelines. So in our presentation to the public, we explained that secondary plans further detail what you can do in a specific area and provide more detail than the official plan. And secondary plans are not only for greenfield areas, they can be for very specific infill areas or anything from a downtown to greenfield. So it's a tool that we have in planning that can further develop the whole set of land use policies that will guide development in an area. So through doing a secondary plan, you will be further specifying land uses, the shape and size of buildings that are to come, how development is to transition to nearby neighborhoods, which is very important being right next to mature, stable residential neighborhoods. You will address also matters of public streetscape, providing that Main Street will be an important connector, a transit and pedestrian-friendly cycling route. And the urban design guidelines that will further build on the land use policy will detail the type of building, the type of building facade you can have, the type of setbacks that a building has to have in regards to the street, where you access and vehicular access to specific buildings. And from the streetscape component, you will specify anything from street furniture or the type of planting that ought to be planted along the road, the way we will accommodate for transit when it comes. We will accommodate for cycling when it comes. So it's all part of that vision. You may ask, as many of the public back then, why the hospital corridor? And I think it's because current market, impossible market affordability issues in Toronto, that a lot of residential development is kind of leapfrogging into other municipalities. And as a matter of fact, you already have a development application at the corner of Nellis and Main on the northwest side. North east side of that intersection. And we think that if you look at the greater map of Grimsby, you will notice that you can see my pointer, there are kind of three main areas that, based on our land use experience, we can tell that you will experience significant or a moderate growth in one way or another. So one is the Casablanca corridor. You have the downtown, a certain level, and then you have the Grimsby corridor. And that's why when you put together all the layers that make a place attractive for people to come in, there are many amenities that are already in place that make the town as it is very attractive to people to come in and live and settle here. So this specific corridor is settled between two key parks in the town. You also have a specific lot depth, and that's why we highlighted the lots in blue, that it's very propitious for say, intensification. So it's not the narrow lot. So those are kind of the telltale elements that you can tell when something is starting to be ready for development. As mentioned before, there are a series of amenities that make the corridor attractive. You are close to downtown area. You have the hospital enhances to more of a regional presence or more of a local presence with a specific medical specialties. You have the incredible asset of having a hospital within the neighborhood, within the community, and that necessitates a series of other services. And once the upgrades to the hospital come, will be needed, and anything from family practitioners to other health-related services. But at the same time, you have the local population that will also have other needs, like we already identified through our public consultation session, that people will love to have at least a small kind of type of grocery store, for example. So there is a balancing act where you don't want this to end up like a Dr. Alley kind of thing, and still have services for the local population and the local residents. But you still, in between parks, you have the hospital, you are next to the downtown, and in the future, next to potentially a GO station. So it's very, very, very strategically located. Currently, the under the official plan, the area is designated as neighborhood commercial area, which is just mainly commercial, institutional area, which is the hospital, and low-density residential area, which are the properties across the street from the institutional or the hospital. Current zoning zones the whole area, west of the hospital as neighborhood commercial, allowing for retail and service uses. You have obviously the institutional for the hospital, and the MS, which is like about three little properties on the south side of the hospital that are mainly represented by heritage buildings. So that's all the directives you have at this point in time, guiding potential future growth and development in the area. There's nothing else. So the goal of this study, in a nutshell, is to conserve, protect, and integrate whatever heritage features are located in the area into future growth, is to improve the pedestrian connections along the road. It's envisioned to improve the viability of the West Lincoln Memorial Hospital and capitalize on the energy and the employment opportunities that a hospital generates, as well as obviously enhancing the public realm of Main Street, which at this point it can be a little bit relentless as far as it is for the pedestrian. So the study is going to be conducted in three phases. And we are wrapping up phase one, which is the background information collection and analysis. We had a workshop on Wednesday, June the 6th. During phase two, we will be developing draft options that will be brought back to the public to get their input through another open house working session. And then finally, once we do a back and forth on options with the public and staff, we will arrive to a preferred plan, write the policy and the urban design guidelines allow the specific preferred plan to be implemented and present back to you, to council, sometime in February. So I think that's pretty much in a nutshell.
Some questions from members of council. Alderman Johnson, then Alderman Wilson.
Thank you, Your Worship. As it's called, as a community, for years we have been waiting for our hospital to be built, and we have a government now in place that is the best that we will get our hospital. And with that, I still remember this stretch of old number 8 highway. I think many, many people here want to keep it as old number 8 highway. We don't want to come from grand homes and then all of a sudden step into the twilight zone. And you know what I'm talking about, because this area, which we do, you talk about pedestrian friendly and transportation. And I'm going to go back to because I think this area with the region is going to be redesigned. Am I not correct? Redeveloped as to the stretch of the two lanes. That's what I'm bringing up, because I think that's part of it. And I wanted to know just where exactly that stretch is compared to what we're looking at right now, as to how that
integrates.
It integrates with this secondary plan.
There's actually at least two sections, maybe three sections of Main Street that are intended in the Public Works capital forecast for upgrading to urban design standards. So timing of them, though, I believe are in 2019, but I can double check that. But there are works that need to go on between Maple and Centennial or Nellis, and then there's work to be done from Baker going west as well. But this section is part of that. There's also a portion in the west end that is being looked at as well. But those are in capital projects along the way for the region. Yeah. Okay. Alderman Johnson.
So just with that, take into account that we want pedestrian friendly, we want cyclists, we want actually just a part of the whole community to be involved in this, and that's what I want to make sure. I think a lot of people missed out on the open house, I want to make sure that they are included, and that next time we see more of a community involvement in the secondary plan part, because that's going to be very, very important as to what goes forward and what we put in the plan. So I just want to make sure to let the community know that this is very, very important for our community. So please participate, and just don't wait to the end and say, well, I didn't know.
And that's a good point, because the reason we're doing this is to be ahead of any potential applications for development or redevelopment. We want to have an idea what type of development or redevelopment we would consider as appropriate in the area, and then similar to the work we did with the waterfront trail, and then have any development sort of complement it. So that's why this exercise is going on. Alderman Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and through you to the speaker. Thank you for coming here tonight, because I had a question. Why are they doing this?
Yeah.
That was what I says, you know, you explained it. And the other thing that I really like, that you're going to have the more public involvement. That way, people feel like they can contribute to this whole thing. How many more after this last meeting?
So through you, Mr. Mayor, public participation is key more and more the way we do planning. We cannot go ahead and plan for regions and communities without really having the public. And not only having the public, but ensuring that they follow us, so that it's not just showing for one meeting. We need you to come to all our meetings, and we need you to provide your input. So there is notice on the website. We have 3 boards posted throughout the city, the town. One is at the library art gallery in the lobby area. One board is at Station 1, and a third board is at Kohl's, the nursery store. We also had help from staff that attended one of your farmers market sessions on a Thursday to give out pamphlets. So please, if you're interested, please spread out the word. We will have a second workshop in September, and a third one sometime in January after the holiday season. And we will need your support and your input to attend all of them.
Great.
So.
Thank you. Alderman Barry.
Thank you, Your Worship. First, thanks for coming. I attended the well-attended, actually, first meeting, which I'm not sure how many people we had here, but there was it was packed.
We had 74 voting, but they were other standing, so
yeah,
maybe.
a number of people. So I'm glad you came forward. I think the biggest thing is twofold, and I don't know if Mr. Brandt just, and you mentioned it earlier, but the confusion that I found was people thought that this was developer-driven, or you were the developer, rather than this is a town-driven project. And just want to make sure that's clear for everybody, not just members of council, but also the public. And then you mentioned the one property that had potential for redevelopment. We've got some issues we're dealing with that right now. How does this assist us in that sense? Just, for example, somebody came and we didn't have this plan in place. What occurs then? Because that seems to be some of the confusion that's out there as well. So that's the only question I have. Thank you.
For you, Mr. Mayor, what's happening right now, for example, is that the landowners or proponents on that corner of Nellie's and Main Street agreed to slow down their application process to see what our study process will result on. I know they are in talks with town staff to start flushing some ideas, but basically the final approval will have to come once we have an actual plan that we can respond to. So, and that will be from our perspective. We will have clear parameters on what we are looking for. So, for example, I can give you one right now. It was a very 70s, 80s strategy of having front surface parking areas, large surface parking areas that you have to cross to enter your doctor or the restaurant or anything. That's something that in current policy and current urban design you do not support, you do not encourage. It's supposed to be from the back. And so depending on the specifics of each property, there are basic parameters, design parameters that we want future proponents to be held accountable for. So at the end of the day, you end up with a street that you feel comfortable as you walk through. You see shops, you see life, and you don't see just bumper stickers, the kind of thing. So that's the strategy we are trying to implement.
Alderman Barry?
And just sorry, the one question that did come to my head, which a couple of people asked me about, was residential development in the area. They almost thought as if that was an area in which we were looking at to have Casablanca-style housing or... That was a fear that a couple of people had mentioned to me, so maybe you can address that as well.
Through you, Mr. Major, it's precisely because this is a completely different context and because there are existing mature neighborhoods surrounding us that it's important to apply different tools that form or shape the massing of your future development. So for example, in the context of Main Street, you will start to apply angular planes that really limit and push back any added massing. So the streetscape, it doesn't get overflown or overshadowed by buildings. And neighbors to the back don't get overshadowed by a tower. So there are different tools and different contexts that you have to apply in different situations. Casablanca is a very distinctive, separate context. The downtown is a very distinctive, separate context. And the hospital is also very, very separate context. So tools like the angular plane will have to be applied, so you cannot just go up 10 stories right next to a single attached backyard.
Thank you. Alderman Seaborn.
Thank you, Mayor Bentley. I would imagine your firm probably knows Grimsby better than just about anybody that lives here. You've done an awful lot of these consulting jobs for us, and you've done them very well. So I'm glad to see that you are here. I'm sure that when it comes time to notify people, you've also taken email addresses when they signed in, and I understand we may have a new website up and running before the end of this program, so I'm sure you'll be able to get information out that way. I'm glad to see that you're talking about conserving, protecting, and integrating some of our cultural heritage features, because that is definitely one area that you don't want to lose that.
Yeah.
But I know within the study the word intensification comes up here, and I think you're dealing with a town that's a little bit nervous when they hear that word. Intensification in that area certainly isn't going to meet your towers or your major development. So maybe you could just give us a touch of an idea of what your impression of what intensification in that area might be.
We haven't developed an actual option, but we believe that the area can take more mixed use, so that will be a form of retail ground level with residential above. We don't think anything can go over the escarpment, for example, the line of the escarpment, so that's four stories, I believe. We will develop models and test how they look from the street and from the nearby properties. So we do need you to come back in September to see what we have developed, to see the spaces that are being created by these buildings, and really provide your input. So,
great, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Alderman Cadwell.
Thank you, Mayor Bentley. Thank you very much for the presentation. I have two questions. First question is the hospital, Westlake Memorial Hospital, hospital corridor study. Now, how much involvement has the folks, the people that are representatives from West Lincoln Memorial Hospital been put into this? Because I was at the meeting, and the HHS representative, he was there, but then he left and we got into the workshop. So I'm just curious to know, being that will be the largest proposed change in the area with a new hospital coming. So are they, how much on board are they? I guess that's my first question with this study.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. They're key to this study. If nothing happens with the hospital, basically, growth and change won't occur. We want to anticipate that they define the amenities and the space to bring change to the town. The representative was here for the workshop, and then we had finally a big conference call with. They came to town, met with town staff, and we had a conference call with them to better understand their current prospects for the hospital. They still also at a little influx as they wait for elections, but they are certainly very much on board. They know that it's almost a symbiotic relationship. Without their input, we can not really fully complete the corridor as well as from the public. So they, now that they are kind of more fully apprised of what we're doing, they will send representatives to all the workshops, and hopefully we will continue that relationship.
Yeah, before you leave that one, we're working with them as well, the three municipalities. We're working with HSS. And now that the provincial election is over, we are planning meetings with provincial ministers as well to make sure that the priorities of our town and the priorities of the hospital organization are met. And certainly this is a step in the right direction to have a supportive network around it. And that's why we're calling it a hospital corridor, to have support services to make it more efficient for the residents and also the service. So we are working on that from the political side of it, but they're also involved in the public part of it.
Yeah, thank you, Mayor Bentley. The next question I have is on it's the purpose of the study. It shows the map here with different Sherwood Park, Centennial Park. It's showing different lands that are outside of the corridor study. And yeah. I know as the Ward 2 representative, and we have a sports complex, and I get so many calls and people asking about Sherwood Park. You're not gonna sell it to a developer, which from my perspective, no. But I'm just curious to why is that being shown in there? There's no proposed changing there.
No.
I want to bring that up. Thank you.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, when we look at neighborhoods, when we look at communities, and when we look at what makes a specific neighborhood special, you have to kind of step back outside your study area and really see what is informing that specific neighborhood. In our mind, you have a really interesting combination of, for example, two key beautiful open space elements that ought to be better pedestrian connected. You have also a school attached to the Centennial Park context. There are still, the pedestrian realm is still not fully welcoming. You have hospital and wellness services that are very much important to the, not only to the surrounding neighborhood, but the entire town. And then you have heritage homes, the few remaining heritage homes that are still very important as part of the history of the corridor. And in addition of that layer, you have Main Street as a cultural heritage landscape element. And so when we will start developing and thinking on how the street is to develop, we also ought to think of what historic elements we can bring back. So for example, it was an orchard kind of planting area. So can we bring color to the planting scheme? Can we bring some certain elements that remind people that this is not just a highway, it has a history. So that's why you see this kind of greater map, because we wanted to understand what is what makes the area special, and you have to kind of look, step back and look over entire.
Adam Campbell.
Yeah, thank you, Mayor Bentley. And in your answers, I just thought of another question. So in seeing all this and your answer now, there's no plans to extend the boundaries of this hospital corridor. That's mainly why I asked the question when I seen all these other I'll call them amenities around it. So, but there's no plans to expand.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. No,
okay,
there's
no
other expansion.
Okay, thank you. Alderman Mullins.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just one comment. I know you've talked a lot about Highway 8 and being a thoroughfare and a movement of people and traffic. The other big component is parking, and parking today is an issue all around there with the hospital and the stores across the street. And I'm hoping that one of the things that's really focused on during your review is the need for sufficient parking and how we're going to manage that parking, because it's ongoing concern across the town and all the time, but this is a big issue in this area of parking.
Thank you. Through you, Mr. Major. As part of our task force or sub-consultants, Lee Associates is also doing a parking analysis. In conversation with the hospital representatives, they do recognize that they have a large issue. In conversations with the Orchard View Mall representatives, they also recognize that they are not really happy with people parking on their properties. As well as the neighbors across the street. So as the hospital grows and updates its current footprint and facility, they do know that they have to tackle parking hand in hand. And we, as an overall community master plan, we will have to also figure that out for future you know, growth within that corridor.
Thank you. Alderman Dunstall.
Thank you, Your Worship. Through you to the presenter, and it really wasn't, well, it was a question at first, but part of it's been answered, and I understand what we're doing here, and it all makes good sense, and I'm glad to see that the boundaries are the boundaries, because extending the boundaries I don't think would be a good idea, because it spreads it out too far. I think of Credit Valley, for example. There's other medical buildings right in the vicinity, and it makes sense. It should be in walking distance. You wouldn't want to have a patient who's been to the hospital to have to go three blocks away to get something, if it may be some medical equipment. So, keeping it intensified in that area makes sense. All I thought was, and the mayor's more or less answered my question, was my concern was what happened if we, in the future, we're looking at the new hospital, and the province decided in their wisdom that maybe we should build a new hospital on a new piece of property somewhere else where it's more centrally located to all the other parts of the geography in our area, and pull it out of our little town of Grimsby, and that whole area would just go boom, you know. But if you're working hard at getting everybody together, I think it makes so much sense to have the province involved so that they understand what we're doing is vitally important to keep that hospital where it is. Right. And so thank you for your presentation. Really don't need to answer anything.
You're welcome.
Yeah, our push and our major concern is whether or not the province has any money. With the request that has gone in, the comprehensive plan that Hamilton Health Sciences has put forward, it's very convincing, and we're certainly one of the top two priorities for them. They're the largest healthcare system in the province, and that's why we're working on, now that the election's over and the ministers have been announced, that's our turn now to start putting pressure on them to move it forward as quickly as we can, because even the building part of it, once it gets approved, it's going to take 5 years or whatever, right? So, but we're well ahead of it with this plan, and they're seeing the actions that the town is taking and how supportive it is and what the idea behind it is. And Hamilton Health Sciences have recognized the importance of this hospital as well for the services, offloading the critical care facilities and adding to the healthcare system in general. So it is a priority for everybody. We're just not sure that the province has their ducks in a row yet on how they're going to fund anything. And there's been a couple of surprises already, and we want to make sure that we're not aware of another one. Okay, thank you. And that our meetings, if not before, are in August with them. Any other questions for the presenter? Seeing none, thank you very much, Ms. Giambattista. That was exactly what we were looking for, informative for the public, give everybody an idea what we're doing and why. Yeah. And we look forward to the process over the next 8 months or 9 months, however long it takes, but to make sure that we get it right. So thank you.
Thank you.